Wir nehmen schon im Entry.
The places of the players sometimes gets a bit complicated. But it's like this. Most Rishonim hold that the payas start by the bone, over here. The reason for that is because the head is made up of two pieces. Got a picture over here. This is a picture of a skull. Right? And actually I've got a few copies over here if anyone wants to. This is a picture of a skull. Now this... Sorry? Now the red bit over here, that is the head. And this brownish piece over here is the face. Right? It's the jaw. So this over here, this is the bone that we all know over here. This is the bone by the ear. Sepashtus, the payas should start over here. By the bone. And that's what a lot of Rishonim hold. The Chayra, this over here, the jaw, right, which is on the face, the Chayra, that's not the Peyas HaRosh, right? This Peyas HaRosh, this Peyas HaZokein, this is the face. Yeah. So the Chayra, there's no reason in the world to say that the Peyas should be lower down than this bone, because this is not the head, this is the face. And that's what a lot of Rishonim hold. The problem is when you come to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that the payas start in the matter menaizen, under the ear. Where's the Shulchan Aruch coming from? Shulchan Aruch is coming from a Rivonim Makkos, the side of the... In the Gemara Makkos, Rashi stops Daf Yutesama base, and from then on, his Talmud, the Rivon continues. The Rivon says that it's... The Rivon is talking about the payas of the beard, the five... Peyas of the beard. The Rivon says that it's five. Chomish peyas yesh loy lezokin, echad lamata min oizon, one under the ear. Mokim shelechi hatachdoin yotzer misparet shom. Means it's the corner over here. This corner, this is one of the corners of the beard, according to the Rivon. And he says that's under the ear. Mokim shelechi hatachdoin yotzer misparet. We'll soon see what that means. Mokin shalechi atachton yotz misparet. And the Rivon continues, v'sham ame nikro peyo b'chudei shalechi shaboylet l'chutz. In that corner over there, this corner is one of the peyos of the zokein. V'chol mashalamala, anything above that, at atzida, all the way till this bone, b'chlal pa'asareshi, is pa'asareshi. That means all the way from here, it is not drawn to scale, this picture, but it's more just under the ear, over here. That's where, this is this corner of the beard. All the way till the bone over here, that is, which, over here. That's going to be by the bone over here.
Right. Bone from there.
All the way up there. Even, I mean, from over here till here, is all payas. So according to the Rivon, this is all payas. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch is quoted. The big problem with this is, a few lines earlier, the Rivon says clearly not like that. The Rivon says, when he talks about payas haroish, he says that shaharoish k'shtei chatichis, the head is made out of two pieces. Mokim haseyah, chaticha achas, that's this. This is mokim haseyah, the head. And there's mokim haseyah, chaticha achas, and mokim haponim v'azokin, chaticha achas. And the face and the beard, this is another chaticha, that is this. These are the two pieces that he's talking about. This and that. This is the mokim haseyah, and this is mokim haponim v'azokin. Says the Rivon, that where they connect together, that's where payas is. Payas is where this, the head, the mokim haseyah, and the face connect up. That's where the payas is. That means this bone. So the Rivon saying very clearly that the payas is by the bone, which is called the temporal bone. If you saw in the paper, it's called the temporal bone. This over here, this is the temporal bone. That is where the Pas Horosh ends over there. Because the Rivon says where they join, that's until where the payas go to. So how can the Rivon a few lines later say that the Pa'as HaZokin is over here, and anything above that is Pa'as HaRosh? Shemnisht. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down that the second Rivon, where he says that it's much lower. So the question is really how we reconcile these two Rivons. So some Mefarshim say it's a Tzorchian, you gotta sort out this Rivon, but it has to be much higher. So another kasha they ask on the Shulchan Aruch is that the some shittas in the Rishonim hold that the Pa'as HaZokin starts by the bone. So you can't say that the Pa'as HaRosh goes all the way down till under the ear if the beard already starts here. You can't have a beard and the head in the same place. If the beard starts here, then the Rosh can't go down till there. So therefore, and most Rishonim hold like that. Another kasha they ask is that you see on some people that the colour of the hair of the head and of the beard coming from over here is a different colour. Vaistois, it seems that it's coming from a different place because one's the head and one's the face. Oibazoi, you don't see that people start having different colour hair from under the ear. Elabai, because the pears start from over here. Another eye they bring is from children. Children, before they don't have beards, but they have hair going over here. They don't have hair going down to under the ear. Elamai, the head goes till there, and then after that the beard starts. So the Eretz Tzvi, he wrote a tshuva to one of the Ger Rebbes, the Imre Emes. He says that the only way he can understand the Shulchan Aruch is with one of the Mefarshim on the Medrash. The Medrash says in Veschanan the following. The Medrash says like this. Amru, halacha adam mi Yisrael ma'o shiye mutaloi lehakif pas reishoi. What's the halacha? Is Yisrael allowed to cut off his payas? Also the question of the Medrash. Ask the Mefarish there, the Eitz Yosef, what do you mean? Every kinder yingle knows you're not allowed to cut off your payas. What's the shayla from the Medrash? Says the Eitz Yosef, no. Avada, we knew they're not allowed to cut off your payas. The shayla is, under the bone, are you allowed to cut? On that, the Medrash says, don't do that. Do you know why? Because it's Darkei Moiri. Says the Eitz Yosef, maybe that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Avada mi'ikadin, you're not, it's only from the bone. But mishum darkei moiri, you have to be machmer further down to under the ear. That's what he says. So first of all, the Eretz Tzvi himself says that Avada, the Eitz Yosef only meant the chumra ba'alma, right? It's a chumra ba'alma, this medrash. Avada is not mi'ikadin. And number two, where's the Shulchan Aruch coming from? He's coming from the Rivon. Rivon's not telling you in Yonim of the Medrash, Chumrah Ba'almas. The Rivon's telling you Ika Halacha, Ika Adin. And he says that it starts Mokayim Shalechi Atach Niyosim Isparad under the ear. So therefore, the Eretz Tzvi says that he leaves the Shulchan Aruch Tzorchim. Tzorchim, he doesn't know where he's coming from. So what's he do with the Rivon? The Rivon is very clear. See, he says that no, when the Rivon says v'chol mashalam mala adatzida bechlal pasaroish, it's not going from under the ear where the Rivon just spoke about. The Rivon said that that over here is the corner of the beard, and anything above that is pa'as hazoki, is pa'as haroish. On that, the Eretz Tzvi says no, we're not talking about all the way from here all the way till up there. We're talking about above. Chol mashal mala, anything that in a place that is above there, not everything that's above there, there is a place above there that is Pa'as HaRosh, which is a doichet, but he has to answer the stira and the rifah. The Imre Yosha, Rimei Arik, he wants to come along with another pshat. He says, as like we find by a lot of shiurim in the Torah, that mashal, you want to eat matzah seder night, you have to eat a bit more. You don't want to be matzamtzam the shir. Once you matzamtzam the shir, you might not get the shir. Maybe he says the it's not clear this bone where it is. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch was machmir to bit underneath, just because you might not get the right place. That's what the Imre Yeshu says. Now, which we also don't understand is because the Shulchan Aruch is coming from the Rivon. The Rivon is not giving you extra, telling you extra places where it is. He's telling you exactly where the place is, the Rivon. Where, do you know where it is? Mokish Alechi Atachten Yoitzim Isparachom. He's not giving you, because you know what, don't be, can't, might not be Matamsam, so you know what, add on a bit. The Rivon is telling you the Ikka Aloch, it's not Shulchan Aruch, he's being Mefarish, the Gemara. So where is this place? Lu Yitzia, let's say we would be Machmir to say that it's under the ear. But what's under the ear? It's one long bone there, right? There's one long bone under the ear. We have over here, this is the cheekbone, the jaw. There's one, what's there under the ear? Somewhere over here, there's nothing. What bone is there? Rav Moshe Sternbach writes in Tshuvas Van Hoggis that if you feel under the ear, you feel a bone. And that's where the payas is. I don't know, I can't feel it. And on my picture, we have over here, there's no other bone over here. It's just one long bone over here, and in the middle, there's no other bone sticking out. That's the temple bone, what you're feeling up here. If this is under the ear. You feel anything under the ear over here? So some of us want to learn that when the Shulchan Aruch says Mokin Shalechi Atachtan Yoytze Misparid, it's talking about this split over here. Mokin Shalechi Atachtan Yoytze Misparid. It splits up. This bone splits up, and that's where the payas would start. So Ebazoi Halacha Lamaisa, I don't know, but just it's a halachic discussion over here of where would it start. Pashtus, most Rishonim would take on it starts from up here. The Shulchan Aruch goes from further down. And there's two explanations why the Shulchan Aruch is Mazbir, which both L'chayr Ashver. Either it's because Yeshel Tzamtzum, and therefore we're Machmir. Or the Pshat is, like the Eretz Tzvi says, because the Medrash it's brought down in a sefer Megad Givus Olam, Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim called Reb Michal Shirkin. He wrote, it's more of a storybook about the Gedolim. He drayed a lot by the Gedolim, Reb Moshe. There he brings down that he once asked Reb Moshe, where does the payah start? So Reb Moshe opened his mouth and There was a crease on his cheek over here, and he said, "Where that crease is, that's where it starts." So he asked Reb Moshe that how was it that in Europe they used to shave above the bone? Mapitol stachasa over the bone lekula almezasa. So Reb Moshe said the chiddush, a bomb the chiddush like this. Reb Moshe said that the payah start from over here because that's the Rosh. Now how do we know where the Rosh is? So he says the Rosh is dependent on where a person grew hairs when he was younger. A kid who grows hairs, all kids have grow hairs before they have the beard over here, right, on the bone, above the bone. But what happens if you got this kid who his hairline is higher than the bone? So if his hairline is higher than the bone, Weistois, that his Rosh, his Pa'asa Rosh is higher up. That was the heta to shave above the bone. A bomba heta, I don't know if you can rely on the halacha lemaisa, but he was melamed zuchus.
And the hairline higher. Those who shaved.
Yeah, when they were kids, those people that shaved above the bone, the hairlines were higher. And Ibazoi, their pasaroish is dependent not on the bones, it depends on the hairline where they were when they were kids. That's what he says. It could be he was only saying it to be melamed zuchus, not on halacha lemaisa. There's another halacha over here by the payas that there's two isurim. There's the issa pashtus for the makif, the person giving the haircut, and there's another issa for the nikuf. But says the Gemara, a nikuf, the Gemara says he's chayv malchus. A makif gets malchus and a nikuf gets malchus. Says the Gemara, a nikuf, why does he get malchus? It's a lav she'im b'maisa. He's not doing anything. He's the guy sitting by the barber with his thing over. He's not doing anything. Says the Gemara, if he's messiah, If he helps, he turns his head, the Baba says, turn your head this way, that way, then he's Messiah, so that's called the Maisa, and your Ivan is. Which the Chayra, he's Messiah Sha'im Bay Mamash. Right? There's Allah in Hilchus Shabbos, the Moshul, where you've got two people carrying out a bench, right? And one's been, he's carrying out, he's the main guy taking out the bench. And the other fellow, he's helping along, but he's not really doing much. The main work is being done by the other guy. Now, look, he's a Messiah Sha'im Bay Mamash. He's nothing, he's a waste of time. He's mutter, he's not doing anything. So why over here suddenly he's a Messiah and he's not to see, he's over Malach.
You need the head,
but he's being Messiah. The barber could really knock his head this way, that way, whichever way he wants. You don't need. He's just doing, the barber wants to be a nice barber, he wants the customer to come back.
He would be there with no head.
What? Okay, but you see, he's in, right. We're talking about the Messiah at the time of giving the haircut. Yeah, but you have to do a positive act. A similar halacha is spoken about by the Taz talks about what happens if someone's got a toothache on Shabbos and he needs his tooth taken out, so you get a goy to yank it out. The problem is the yid, he's going to open his mouth and he's that's being Messiah, the goy taking out. So the Taz asks this question. The Taz asks, how can you allow a goy to take out the guy's tooth on Shabbos? He's being Messiah because he's going to open his mouth. As they fret the Taz, the Shach in Yeridea, he says there's no problem. He doesn't understand the kasha. Over here, by this guy sitting by the barber, he's a nikuf. He's over the lav midaraisa, even without doing a maisa. He's over the lav midaraisa. Just the problem is, you need a maisa in order for him to get malchus. He needed that it should be a lav sheyesh by maisa, so that you do up some maisa. You move your head, masayesh shem b'mamish. That's enough for a maisa. But if you want to do a maisa to be over the isa, rather then you need a much bigger maisa. A maisa just to be a lav sheyesh by maisa, that a knot of the head is enough to do that. But you want to do a maisa in order to be over the isa, then you need a much bigger maisa. And that's why it's not shver that you could get a guy to yank out the tooth even though you open your mouth. It's a Messiah Sha'im Bay Mamash because you need to do the Issa. A Messiah doing the Issa is a Messiah Sha'im Bay Mamash.